Hey, I'm Skara. I'm doing this soundbite for the Free Rotation, and this is the Disney Channel.
Live from DreamHack, it's the Free Rotation Podcast!
Yay! Woo!
What's up, guys? It's us, and we're at DreamHack. That's why there's a lot of noise around us.
Live on the floor.
At the Hearthstone Tournament, watching Smash and Injustice while Jake plays PUBG.
Yeah, that's literally what we're doing right now as we wind down from our weekend of DreamHack and snoring.
It's been a fantastical snory weekend.
It has.
Fried chicken.
And fried chicken.
Which, shout out to Gus's fried chicken.
I would like to point out that I was fatter when I thought, I'm going to be fatter now that I've left. That chicken was amazing.
Sponsor us.
The gas it gave us was not, you know, but.
It only gave Jake gas.
Yeah.
And me.
And Scoop. And apparently. Okay, everybody got gas but me.
You ate Pepto.
You're right, I had Pepto
while I tried not to vomit from jiggling too much.
I only had Pepto because I had rotten egg burps from the pretzel I had earlier.
I had cheese from nachos that were sitting out and I almost died. It's truly a con experience if you don't at least almost die at least several times.
Or at least have stomach virus.
It's not a true con experience unless you...
Yeah,
that's like it's a true con experience if you have it.
Listen, there's a lot of sensory things happening around me at this very moment, and I'm very confused.
We got people cheering for Smash, people cheering for Rocket League, everything.
People cheering because they just want to cheer.
H1Z1's right behind us.
Yeah.
And I'm still not sure about that, so.
What is H1Z?
Yeah.
Basically, take the concept of PUBG, but it's also PUBG with zombies. And it's like, I believe it's also Fire Emblem. When your character dies, you have to make a new one.
Well, it's not that you have to make a new one. It's literally when your character dies, you restart.
Yeah.
But we did meet some cool people this weekend.
Yeah.
Becky, you saw someone that you...
I saw Skara. If you don't know who Skara is, fuck you, Jake. Because that was Jake. Jake was at yesterday. He's like, who's Skara? I'm like, I hate you right now.
I don't know who Skara is either. I didn't be fair.
All of you.
Okay, there's a lot of people who wouldn't know who Skara is.
I know, but it was exciting for me, so.
Well, what does he stream?
He's the pro League of Legends. I saw Skara. That was exciting for me. He seemed very nice.
And speaking of League of Legends, played my first game. I did pretty well, apparently. And now I'm going to be like the rest of them and play it.
For a beginner, you did pretty good.
So Scoob went top with me. I was playing Garen, and Scoob played Wukong.
Only because Tryndamere was not available in my options.
Right. But he did really well with Wukong. He was able to clear minion waves well. But Scoob is a kill chaser. He chases down kills under towers. So it took him a minute to learn how towers worked, but now we're good.
Yeah, and it wasn't until the end of the game that I was told the towers could be destroyed. No one mentioned that. So
I'd already taken down two towers, I thought he knew.
Yeah, I had taken down three myself.
Yeah, I had two down.
I thought there was a method to it.
It's just madness.
You just
it's
hope it
literally
happens.
Literally, the method to killing a tower is attacking it while your minions are under it, so the tower attacks the minions.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You also learned that when you hit level 6 to put a point into your ultimate.
By the way, I didn't put a point in my ult till level 10 or level 8. Which triggered the shit out of everybody except Angie, who was like three computers down.
I wasn't triggered. I just looked over and noticed that it was still grayed out. I was like, Scoop, put a point into your ultimate. Oh, gotcha.
I leaned over and looked. I go, he's level 8, by the way, guys, just to let you know.
But yeah.
Well, that explains why I said, Scoop, they're under our tower. Pop them up in the air with your ultimate.
To which I said, I don't have anything in that.
But you did good for your first game. Now you will always play with us. Always.
He is our bitch.
One of us, one of us.
One of us.
One of us. One of us.
You've decided you would like to play Tryndamere, Olaf.
Tryndamere, Sion. Probably going to go with Sion because it's like Danzig.
And Scoop kind of looks like Sion.
Yeah, so.
He really does.
We'll go
weird.
We'll go with it.
Oh, you could cosplay that at Dragon Con as Scion.
You could.
Possibly.
That'd be kind of cool.
See, what else happened this weekend? Oh, I almost died because I snore. Mm-hmm. That's a fun story we need to tell.
Well, it's not because you snore. It's because you snore, didn't let anybody get any sleep all night, and then tried to have a conversation.
No, it wasn't even the snoring. It was the 9 levels of abyss that were trying to come out of your mouth while you were sleeping.
Because apparently I snore in 3 different demonic octaves, apparently. I don't...
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I've never seen Angie go through, like, the 12 stages of
grief
as fast as she did last night, within, like, the 5 hours that you were snoring that bad.
She went from wanting to kill them, being me and Scoob, to wanting to eventually kill herself just to end the noise.
It's pretty funny.
She and when I woke up this morning, Angie goes, "Thank God you're awake. I thought you'd been up a while." She goes, "Now we can get some sleep." I'm like, "Oh." And I went to the bathroom and I came back and I was gonna say, "Hey Moreland, do you know an episode 100?" She goes, No. Sleepy time now. No. No conversation, no talkie. And I sat in the chair I've been sleeping in and just looked on my phone. I'm going, "Well, normal sweet Angie was not here. Becky Angie was here." And I'm really
scared.
Did you
say scared. Becky Angie?
I did.
That's funny.
I did.
It was terrifying. My butthole clenched.
Also,
like, I had to poop. I didn't after that.
You guys also played a fun game, Brush Up. The virtual reality brushing game.
Oh, so let me explain to you. Having never played VR before, we're here in the game. It's called Brush Up. There's also a mobile app to teach children how to brush their teeth. Put on the VR headset, and there's a robot that's probably 5'6", or however tall you are. 5'6", right, baby?
Yeah.
And you have to brush its teeth. Let me explain to you what it's like when the robot with the giant dirty mouth spawns in the room with you. I felt myself get into the fight position, and I was going to start swinging. Like, I was fully prepared to punch the robot.
He got scared by a random robot because he got in the VR system to brush its teeth. He knew it was coming. That was the sad part.
I know. But it's like kind of like the escalator. If you never used it before, you don't know how to do it.
This is true.
I mean, yeah. I mean, so I lock my body when I'm on the escalator. Don't all adults do that at a certain point?
Scoob literally, like, was clinching the side of the escalator like somebody clinches the side of a roller coaster.
Scoob was in a standing pap smear position the entire ride up and down the escalator.
I actually squeezed it so hard the last time, I felt the handrail struggle to move. I had white knuckled it. It was awful. But
we were in the most rickety elevator I've ever been in, and Jake decided to jump up and down. So Scoob was threatening certain death, and so Jake throws his suitcase at him and runs away. Well, the problem is the elevator didn't fully, like, get on the floor. We were still moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I said, Jake, if you jump one more, because we got on the elevator, went down a floor above where we had to, so we had to get on again. So we got on again. I'm already triggered. The door opens, Angie sees that it's still going down and it hasn't fully locked in with the doors fully open. She goes, oh God. So we still get on the elevator because we don't learn anything. And Jake said, "Oh, I'm going to jump again." I said, "Jake, I will fucking choke you." And I literally got in the position to Goldberg spear him. When the door opens, he throws his suitcase at me, mishit me in the mouth with the handle of it by like a quarter of an inch, and he took the fuck off.
Oh, my favorite was when we stuck you in the middle of the elevator. That was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, and I couldn't get to the side where I felt safe and it went moving and I had a fucking panic attack.
You weren't in your safe space anymore.
I was not.
That was bliss right there.
Well, I mean, we also saw Dirty GG. He was playing in the Hearthstone tournament. He came in 44th, if I'm not mistaken. So that was pretty cool.
He beat players like Rope Coach, who's in the top 70 in the world.
Yeah.
So good job.
Yay.
Woo.
Good job, Dirty GG.
He kept the running tally how many beers he had. I think that helped him.
As we're speaking, Nick Kim is in a Magic tournament where he is hoping to place in the top to qualify for the 10K.
Yeah.
Because he's playing in an Amonkhet block draft and someone passed to him black white zombies.
Literally all the black white zombies.
And you guys played two-headed giant, Angie and Moreland.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
It's a lot of EDH. We found somebody who was very much into EDH. So
very much. She literally had a suitcase.
had a Seto Kaiba style suitcase full of EDH.
If you're listening, Megan, hello. It was lovely
Megan.
To meet you and play with you.
Kicked my ass a million times.
You literally won what? Once?
Once, yeah.
And that was
and
with
was your deck.
And that, yeah, that was with Zergo.
Because Zergo drew the nuts and aggro go.
Yep. Aggro go go.
And while this is happening, Waka Flocka Flame is playing like on the other side of the auditorium.
Yeah, oh no, I've never seen Nick Kim so excited until Waka was gonna show up. And then I find out that at 5 in the morning, he's hanging out with fucking Xavier Woods and Skara. I literally contemplated running down here with nothing but like my sleep clothes on, going, where is Xavier Woods?
By the way, internet, his sleep clothes are, he's naked.
My underwear. My underwear.
He's naked.
Well, I was in my underwear.
It's his usual sleep clothes. You know.
No, he literally was wearing pants through the night, but he would take his pants off just to run downstairs and say he was in his sleep clothes.
He would.
Up, up, down, down. Shout out to Xavier Woods. Follow us, please.
I think we've learned a lot this weekend. We learned that having a 3-day pass means that at 11 p.m., DreamHack is over for you. That's one thing we've learned.
Basically, if you don't bring your own computer.
Yep. We've also learned that...
Gus's fried chicken is delicious.
Gus's fried chicken is delicious.
And I would say not to doubt Jake, but let's be honest here. We doubted him about food, so it doesn't count.
And next time we do a giveaway, we don't do an auto win because we're always together.
Yeah, because we fucked up there. We fucked up.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. A couple people won things just because we were like, hey, let's hang out and play games. Oh, wait, all five of us are here. We did it, guys.
Well, we also learned that DreamHack isn't really a convention so much as an esports event.
Yeah.
So don't come expecting, like, cosplays and convention-type situations.
You see a couple.
You see a few cosplays. We saw a Chandra Nalar, a Riven, and that's pretty much all I saw.
They had a cosplay event, but I never saw where the cosplay was happening.
I didn't
It was
either.
Upstairs.
I yeah.
Saw. There was and, a lot.
There were like panels and stuff like that, but very few, yeah. So if you really enjoy the esports aspect of gaming and stuff like this, this is definitely where you want to be.
But like Becky said, buy the Bring Your Own Console ticket. It's $70, it's 24 hours, and that's definitely worth it.
Oh yeah, definitely worth it. Just to be able to be actually in here and come play a video game if you just really just want to play, come play a video game.
Yeah, because, I mean, they do have free-to-play areas, but you can only play for an hour, and then you have to get back in line, and there's no guarantee that you'll ever get a computer that has what you're playing on it again. So
and DreamHack runs a lot of Magic tournaments, including Legacy, Modern, Standard, Two-Headed Giant, a Booster Pack tournament, as well as drafts.
Yeah.
So if it comes to your city or around you and you're going to go, bring your Legacy deck.
Yeah. This is definitely something you should do if you are really into esports and you really love esports. So the only way to really explain it, I know we said it's not a convention experience, but that's how we've been explaining it to Scoop because he's never been to a convention. But this really
they popped my cherry.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, we did.
This is probably.
Did you like it, baby?
Oh my god!
Did you bring the Plan B for him?
It was a little. It was a little rough.
Did you bring the Plan B for him?
Yes. What?
Did you get the Plan B for him?
Oh yeah, I did. Don't worry.
Because we popped his cherry,
ladies and gentlemen, Becky.
I couldn't hear.
It is quite loud. She probably couldn't hear you.
I thought you said, did you bring the bean bag for him? And I'm like,
well, that too.
Sure.
Yeah. You got a bean bag. I said a bean bag.
Yeah.
Bean bag. Bean, bing, any kind of bag, Plan B, whatever.
So something that I was fascinated about that Bro Chills talked about before is how big Smash still is. And I didn't fully grasp it until we passed by CSGO. Rocket League, Hearthstone,
League, everything.
There was a lot of League.
There's not a whole lot of people.
Dota. There was a big Dota tournament. What was that one right there? Injustice.
Yeah, Injustice 2.
And still, Smash has the biggest, loudest crowd. And it's fascinating.
Yeah,
and there's been a tournament for all four versions. There was 64. There was the GameCube. There was the Wii and the Wii U. There's been a tournament for, like right now, where they're doing like the losers top eight behind us.
Yeah, it's huge. Like, they're almost in the finals of the Hearthstone tournament, and there's a bigger crowd for the losers bracket.
Hearthstone's in top four. The Grand Prix.
Yeah.
DreamHack Grand Prix. The
and
loser top eight has more of a crowd.
Yeah, loser for Smash has more people.
And they're in the grand finals for Injustice 2, and it's a small group of people. But Smash, it's probably 10 rows deep of people?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
With about 50 chairs each row.
Yeah, give or take.
I also want to give a shout out to the podcast that we saw. Now, they knew what they were doing. They set up over in the BYOC and had all of their stuff set up so you could see them. And it was quite awesome.
So we're going to steal that idea for next year.
Yeah, next year, or if they come back, because DreamHack moves around.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, if DreamHack comes around.
But we should do that for Dragon Con. We should just wear, like, flyers on our shirts the entire weekend.
We should get shirts made of Free Rotation Podcast.
And we should all each get a recorder.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money.
I didn't say it was a good plan.
No, it is a good plan. And you
it's
know
a
what?
Good plan, but
Jake did us a solid. I had left the recorder at home. Jake ran home and got it. If he hadn't have done that, I couldn't have gotten that scar sound bite.
I know.
That is true.
I'd have been a sad pew pew.
Oh, yeah. Or the sound bite for
Twin Cop.
Twin Cop. By the way, shout out to the guys who did Twin Cop. I don't have the business card in front of me. But basically, for those of you who listened to episode 13 or 12 about the pontoon boat, the demo, the plot of it is, you're two cops that get landed in a pontoon boat accident, so you get fused together.
Oh, yeah. The big boss was a pontoon boat.
It was a mecha pontoon boat. And I'm like, really?
That's awesome.
And you should have seen them spinning like ballerinas, and they picked up friendship bracelets to power up, which, as per typical, Jake kept them all.
That's actually hilarious. I didn't realize this. I'm sad I missed this.
And Scoop, he would give Scoop a friendship bracelet. Of course, Scoop. Always the bridesmaid.
I just think you could have fusion danced.
I mean, it's kind of what happened.
Right.
Because when you pick your characters, it melds your faces together, and each character has a special ability.
It's a white side and an African-American side.
Oh,
and the two
gotcha.
We picked, yeah. But you can change it. But they had a skin color. Like, my guy could have been African-American. I just picked the first thing. I'm like, let's go.
Oh, so, okay.
And each one of you, like, a separate controller controls a separate side of the body. So, if we can, I think it's going to be on Steam shortly.
Right.
So we're gonna try to stream that. Me and Jake, or me
He's
and Moreland.
He's gonna send us a beta key to stream it.
Okay.
Apparently, oh, that's cool.
Apparently, you and Becky have better mindsets of running away.
Oh no! So, yeah, because Jake's wanting to run toward the violence. I'm wanting to tactically retreat.
So it would be me and Jake playing.
You could see their arrows and Scoops did this, and Jake would do this.
Oh,
I would just spin.
That was like playing PUBG with Jake. He picked a place to land, so I land there. But Jake has landed on the other side of the map, and I'm like, this is not how teams work.
I'm just wondering, Angie, since this is a voice only podcast, are you gonna put in a little video of you doing the hand motions of what they were doing?
I'm gonna have to now.
She's actually gonna do like Bert and Ernie hands, puppets.
Angie also
no,
got
I'm
a whole.
I'm scared of puppets. Stop it.
Angie Holt also got a lot of kitten games this weekend.
I did.
You gotta be kidding me.
Which is. As Jake puts it, liar's dice and in cards is bullshit. And then we also got meow or not meow, which is a lot like kitty paw.
Yeah, except it's kind of like if you took coo and kitty paw and mixed it together. That's really what it was.
So as you draw a card, you meow. And you could be a meow or not meow, but you're trying to make everyone believe you are a meow. And one way to fool Becky is to draw a card and bark or oink. And she falls for it every time.
Yeah, I can't help it. I'm trusting. I trust
or
you.
Not trusting.
You're very untrusting.
Well.
Especially when somebody goes oink.
Potato, potato.
Or shark noises.
Whatever. Shark noises. I like the idea of the asterisks.
Or pterodactyl.
That was scary.
Or just asterisk shark noises. Asterisks.
Like in a captain?
Yes.
What are shark noises? What do they sound like?
That's what I'm saying.
Scoop sandwich noise.
Dun, dun.
Oh, Jesus.
Which apparently also sounds like one of my snores.
It does.
I've learned way too much about you this weekend that I never wanted to learn in the first place.
You learned that I snore. That's all you learned.
Then that was enough for me. Don't. That was like, I'm fairly certain if we ever needed to get information from the terrorists, we just let them go in the room with you.
Like they used to blast like Britney Spears at Manuel Noriega. You just let them in a room with me sleeping?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no, Becky also like set an alarm on her phone to wake me and Moreland up. It goes off. We wake up and Becky goes, okay, so I have an earthquake on the right side, the typhoon on the left.
It was a hurricane and a tsunami.
Whatever.
You screw stories
up all the
time.
You messed up your natural disasters. Damn.
And she's like, can you just scoot down into this chair, like meld into it? Actually, just get on the floor. And I did, and it still didn't help. Jake
got louder.
Jake, who sleeps like a corpse, stuck his head under the bed, wedged a pillow between it to like cover it on his own ears. And he slept like that.
And he slept like he was dead. He didn't move for anything.
And then Angie almost stepped on his head.
And he still wouldn't have moved.
I didn't expect him to be on the floor at the foot of a bed he could have been sleeping in. But then he did roll off and get stuck between the bed.
Oh, yeah. Morning one?
Night two.
Or night two, yeah.
Morning one and night two.
Yeah. So he shared a bed with Moreland. So already Becky's OTP powers were strong. And then...
fusion dance.
And then, like, he was sleeping and he made some jackass comment and then rolled the fuck off the bed. Or no.
He was dead asleep.
Yeah.
And rolled off the bed.
Angie was going to walk by him and I said, I tried to get Angie because we were going to fuck with him. I said, Angie, and she can't. But when she got back over to me across the room, he just rolled the fuck off the bed.
Yeah,
he was a satisfying thud and still didn't wake up.
He just went thud. Didn't wake up at all. I roll over. I shake him. I go, Jake, are you there? Wake up, Jake. He wakes up. He goes,
where'd the bed go?
Where'd the bed go? Oh, my God. I'm like, yeah, buddy. You fell.
So Becky Dreamhack in the games. Was there anything that you guys saw that you would want to play? Like, walking away from this, does it inspire you to join any tournaments?
I mean, I'm definitely going to play more League. I also want to play some Brawlhalla.
I also want that R2-D2 that's coming right behind us.
Yeah, there's
it's a moving R2-D2.
With a remote control R2-D2.
Screaming and everything.
You think they'd let R2-D2 record, like, do a little interview for a second? That'd be hilarious.
Get a soundbite of him. My God, that's awesome.
Guys, we've got a treat. We're going to welcome to the stage R2-D2.
Hey, it's R2-D2! Yeah,
use the guest mic, quickly.
No, it's fine. We'll use Jake's mic.
Yeah, the best thing about Jake's mic is this moment right here.
That's fascinating, R2. What have been your impressions of DreamHack?
He's thinking. Oh.
Wow, I really appreciate that thought.
Oh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's fascinating.
Oh, okay.
And we heard that you like to sing. Could you give us a couple bars? Awesome.
You know what? You should have a Grammy for that.
You have no idea how happy I am right now. You don't understand.
Thank you so much,
R2. I
feel
like I won something.
I do.
That was awesome.
Thank you, R2.
Thank you very much, Mr. D2.
Thank you.
What just happened?
we had R2-D2 come by. That's what happened. It was awesome.
Okay, you turned it off? Okay. I was like, no, Angie. No, please tell me you got that. By the way, you know, Snowden is going to be like, oh my God. No, that literally happened because there's, like Becky said, there's a D2 walking toward us. What are the chances?
We got there.
That was amazing.
That was awesome. I enjoyed that.
It's so good for no reason.
I don't think we'll ever go up in celebrities after this.
Well, we got Tazonde to follow us.
And now
we've interviewed R2-D2.
It doesn't get better than that.
It doesn't get better. We've interviewed R2-D2.
If I wanted to come to DreamHack, definitely would play Hearthstone. Mm-hmm. It's not as scary as I thought.
No.
Yeah, no, definitely not scary.
So, I think I'd play Hearthstone or maybe League if we ever had a team.
I'd be here to root you on.
Thanks.
I'd play League.
That's hilarious.
But if with Hearthstone, I'd be here to root you on.
Yeah.
Probably play Magic tournaments.
I'm not a Star Wars guy, but that really makes my weekend for the simple fact that I call that a celebrity interview. Like, I'm so happy right now.
Yeah, that was definitely a celebrity interview.
Guys, it was R2-D2.
Yeah, I mean, the best of the droids. BB-88 fans, fight me.
It was very magical. Very magical.
Well, we also want to thank everybody who was involved in our giveaway. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was... Shout out to the two people who were smart enough to go, hey, I bet that's them playing that game.
The auto one.
Yeah, those two people. You're very, very good, sir. Very
shout
good.
Out to the good Samaritan who helped me operate the elevator when you guys left me. And by left me, I mean, no, I'll stay here. I can get back by myself.
Scoob met a girl, and he thought she was single. So he's like, you know what? I'm just going to stay down here, guys. We're like, okay, cool.
And then her boyfriend showed up, and well.
And then that made it funnier when we walked away.
And then, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll go back. I get in the elevator, and I have the room key. And I'm like, it's not working. And so I call Becky, and Moreland picks up Becky's phone. And he hangs up on me because he's Moreland.
I didn't hang up on you. I explained everything to you. Perfectly fine. You do not know how to follow directions.
Directions are hard for those of us who don't know what they are.
Once again,
how he doesn't know what escalators are.
The last time I live streamed, I was VHS taping a creek. Leave me alone. But, you know, guy helped me get in the elevator. He's like, which floor are you going to, buddy? I'm like, this one? He goes, okay, bud. Boop. I'm like, thank you, kindful, helpful African-American man. Thank you, buddy.
Well, let's also.
Hey, he went. He went to DreamHack too. I think I probably passed him three times.
We gave some pretty cool prizes away too, though. 25 riot points and
$25 worth.
Yeah,
of riot
not
points.
Just 25 riot points. That's all you get. $25 worth of riot points and a scarab god invocation. So that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So no one won our ultimate. So we will continue to keep that and roll it over to the next thing.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll still do another giveaway before Dragon Con.
Yeah. So, yeah. We probably will be doing a giveaway for Dragon Con. So just keep waiting for those Slith Firewalkers, guys. I got more. I got a bunch. Everybody wants one, right?
Becky, quit scratching. It's like you're on crack.
I can't take it.
Stop it.
There's some skin. She's bleeding.
That's disgusting.
Oh.
But yeah, no. First quote unquote convention. Really enjoyed it. They have a section where you can like rent and demo games, which I really liked. We found we found Octar the game.
Yes, we did.
Addictive Alchemy.
Addictive Alchemy. It was extremely fun.
We got a did we get a soundbite with the guy or no?
No, we didn't.
No, Jake didn't, but he did get his information and it'll be up on.
He does want to be on the podcast.
So he will be on later. We're going to interview him, and he'll tell us more about his games. Because he's done a multitude of games.
Okay. Yeah.
So we got a few more interviews set up.
Also, shout out to, I believe it's Jim and Nick's Barbecue. The Loaded Chicken Mac Barbecue is delicious.
I like that your biggest shout-outs have been food.
What about the Great American Cookie Company?
Oh, as soon as we're over, if I don't do it here in a minute, I'm getting another double sandwich cookie. Like,
Me too. Me too. I need a cookie.
The fatness is real.
I need more sugar.
And there is a smoothie place with a Hyper Monkey.
Oh, I want one of those too.
Yeah, that's delicious. That was good.
I want one of those too. The one you had me try, that was freaking good.
And there's been a lot of vendors here with some great stuff. So if you go to DreamHack, there's a lot of computers, solid state drives, gaming keyboards and equipment, just anything you could think of. Also, a lot of stuff to support an esports team.
Right.
You can buy jerseys, get your names put on it.
You can get your name on the back of your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I think you two did that.
Yeah.
Yep. They've got Control Freaks.
Yeah, they've got
if you know what those are.
The little nub add-ons for your joysticks.
Yep. Monitors, just anything you could think of you would need for gaming or an esports team.
And for those of you who played Destiny and Destiny 2, I talked to the guys at Control Freak. Control Freak with a K and Freak with two E's.
I applied to Control Freak.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah. Early, I believe they said early 2018, the finger, the nubs, are going to have class emblems on them. So if you play a hunter and you play in Shadow Shot, your nub will be Shadow Shot.
Yeah, they're going to have the Destiny 2 classes too. So everybody, overall impressions?
Food aside, I really, really liked it. It was really cool. Like you guys said, being kind of a smaller thing, I think it'll maybe help me for Dragon Con. Let's hope.
Yeah, it will.
I would say that as somebody who's a fan of esports, this has been a very enjoyable experience to see, especially to see things that I don't normally see, like Smash or anything I follow, how big of a following it is, and see how big it can be. I really am surprised how many people get involved in these events. to see actual pro league players or pro any esports player here is really cool to see. So if you're really into esports, this is definitely something to check out if it comes into your city or you can go at any point in time.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Angela?
Well, my impression is that I really enjoyed it, and next time I would like to play in it. I want to be a participant in it, join some of the tournaments, because even if you don't win it, it still seems like such a fantastic experience.
Just the community and everything.
I wish there was League, but there's Dota. And I'm sure some people, that's, you know, great. But, you know, I think for us, I would have liked to have seen the League. But we did get to see Georgia Southern play Georgia State.
That was a nice match. That was pretty fun.
Shout out to Georgia State, my alma mater, winning it.
What?
Oh, winning it and killing it. Yeah, 25 to 5 kills.
And then PUBG was here, which Jake's participating in. And I know, Becky, you would like to do it.
Oh, every few
minutes. But we didn't have the BYOC ticket. So just keep in mind, if you go to a DreamHack, $40 gets you into it as a spectator. $70 lets you participate. Oh, hey, here's
Jake. Speak up, Jake. Here he is right now.
Here he is.
Wait. Let me tell him. So, Jake, get ready to deep throat your microphone. Guess who just spoke into this mic while you're away? Motherfucking R2-D2 spoke into your microphone.
Sweet.
And he sang us some songs.
Oh, he did. No, it was legit as fuck.
Did he sign it?
No, he didn't sign it.
No, but he did teach me what droid is for a very dirty thing to call you.
He did.
He hashtag fuck you, Jake.
Say that louder, Daddy.
Beep, beep, beep,
ooh. Ooh.
Jake, how did your PUBG tournament go?
I'm not too upset. 25th out of 80.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. I made it to a supply drop.
And then?
What?
So nice. A level 3 backpack, a level 3 vest, and a level 2 helmet, a sniper, and a scope.
Wow.
It kind of sucks how they got me. They caught me in an open field right after the zone closed. They found me from a high point. I zoomed in on their head, and their last shot killed me before I could click.
Oh, that sucks.
But my click would have killed them. But
25 out of 80 is still pretty good.
I'm okay with that. I don't play as often as a lot of people, so I'm not upset.
But overall, it was a good experience?
Yeah, it was fun.
Because you've never been to DreamHack, or no?
Well, the DreamHack experience was outrageous. It was insane.
Tell us about it.
Well, my experience here at DreamHack, I was the only one here who bought the Bring Your Own Computer Pass. You pay the extra money, and you can set up your own rig in a LAN area. It was a lot of fun. You meet a lot of interesting people at about midnight over there in your area talking, and if you watched our stream, then you know what I mean. Met a lot of interesting people playing board games. We played a lot of board games as well as our video games that we play. Met some developers from some games that I'll be talking about in the future. I had an overall good experience.
Do you think next time you'll participate in like the Hearthstone tournament?
I'm going to look more into how to jump in on these, like the Hearthstone Grand Prix and all this. I was talking to Dirty GG a little bit about that. If I continue on Hearthstone, I will. And I'd like to do some more research on DreamHack for next year and maybe join in some, you know, Overwatch, some Hearthstone, and hopefully my rig will be a little bit better next year too.
You know what? I forgot about that. Overwatch was here.
Oh yeah, Overwatch was here.
We were talking about how huge Smash is, and compared to all the other venues, like they have, you know, spectators and fans, but Smash has been consistently bigger and better than everybody.
Right. Smash has been the biggest. I mean, that's Marvel versus Capcom basically. Is Smash, Marvel versus Capcom, and Street Fighter. Or those games that'll just never die. And when a new version of it comes out, they're just going to keep coming. And
yeah, exactly like Bro-Chill said.
Right, and hit harder and just do what these games... Some of these games just can't do. League is League will be forever known as the... What am I thinking of? An RTS? No, it's a MOBA. League and Dota will be the MOBAs that people will always play. Smite's making its way. Like, the fact that it hasn't died yet shows me that there is some interest in it. Hearthstone's just another card game that could come and go in the future. And I'm not bashing Hearthstone, but we all know how card games go. Especially, we can see how digital ones go in the future. But something about Smash and its formula just keeps people coming back. And I don't know what it is.
It's like Rochelle said in the interview. you keep finding new things. You keep finding new ways. You keep finding new moves. And in a game that's 20 years old.
I mean, and as a speedrunner, that's something I look at. And when you speedrun a game, you always find new things to do, new ways to run. So putting that in real time into a Smash Brothers game is definitely what will keep that going.
And you know what? Looking at Smash, Injustice 2 is right next to it.
Yeah.
And when we were watching Injustice, it has where you get trapped in a corner, and a spam move is going to kill you. Spam, spam, spam. I think Smash takes more skill. I'll be honest. You're not spamming one move that you got lucky enough to get.
And you don't get caught in a corner. That's the biggest change.
The cool thing about Smash is that we have 1.5 million 2D fighting games. Street Fighters to Tekken's to Marvel vs. Capcom to Injustice. Smash has that formula that's different than all the 2D. So next year when we're here, we probably won't see Injustice 2. We'll see Injustice 3, Marvel vs. Capcom Universe. We'll see Mortal Kombat 11. Whatever the big 2D fighter will take that screen next year. But we'll know that right behind us at my 8 o'clock is Smash.
Or, every year. Maybe PUBG will be on the big screen behind us instead of in the booth or whatever we're in.
I do feel like PUBG is going to stick around for a while. I'm not sure about H1Z1.
They're very similar, though, so I don't know.
H1Z1's going to, look in front of you, and we'll take pictures, maybe, probably, and show it. But H1Z1 is the center. The first thing you walk in, it's H1Z1, and it takes up a good chunk of the floor.
It has a huge crowd.
It
has like a Dragon Con crowd around it.
Right. No. If
hey,
this is where
we got a special guest coming up.
Hey, you want to say hi?
We have Dirty GG.
Yeah.
GGG.
I love how he just like it worked out perfect.
Did you unmute him?
So Drew, we were just talking about the tournaments and stuff, and you know what our impressions of it were. So you want to tell us what you think?
Yeah, it's huge. This is probably the biggest esports event that's ever hit Georgia. I know it's the biggest Smash tournament ever in Georgia by a lot. There's over 400 people for Smash 4 and Melee. You know, I know Hearthstone had 200 people in it. It's really stacked. The prize pools for some of these games is in the 6 digits. Everyone's having a good time, making friends. There's been no controversy or drama or squabbles at all. It's been a really good event so far.
That's awesome.
You want to tell us how you did in the Hearthstone tournament? You want to tell us what your team did in the tournaments?
Yeah, Wes, GA Wes, he had the hardest pool in the whole Smash tournament. He had 4 top 10 Georgia players in it and the 2-seeded player in the world. So
wow.
He just barely missed making it out of pools. He had to upset one guy, and it just didn't work in his favor. He got counterpicked. It happens. Ryan did very well for his current skill level. He had an impressive finish in his pool. He made it much further than he thought, and he beat a couple good players as well. So I'm happy with both of their performances. Just Wes got the short end of the stick, but it happens with random pool drawings, and you get stuck with someone too good sometimes. So.
What about the Overwatch player?
He's not here. There's no Overwatch here, so he couldn't make it. He's working.
Oh.
So I'll cut that question. And so you had a pretty spectacular Hearthstone game.
Yeah. I did really well. I think. Anyway, I was one win away from possibly making it top 16, which kind of is a bummer. There was a guy that had 1 point better than me that got in. But there was also a few others that didn't get in that had his same score. So if I would have won one or maybe two more, I would have gotten in. But I got 44. Super happy with that. There was more than 40 sponsored players here. So I was really proud of that. I took some games off some really big people. Upset a few people. And I beat Jade Druid with Taunt Warrior in the third
that's
round.
Huge.
That's the most polarized matchup in the game, and I got really lucky, I guess, and pulled that
what
off.
What are the percentages? Like, you had a 20% chance to
win?
Yeah,
it's like, I think Tom Warrior has like a 23% chance of beating Jade Druid. It's that polarized. Jade Druid kills any control decks. That's its whole purpose. And Tom Warrior being probably the best control deck beside Jade Druid, so it was pretty neat.
Do you guys have any questions?
Sorry about the whole couldn't ride me into battle thing. Like, the first thing, because maybe until we talked about it, the first thing he said when he got here, yeah, they kind of are sticklers for things. so that's not going to work. I was like, well, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, I was telling him earlier, like, Hearthstone's kind of the gentleman's esport. It's kind of like the chess of the esports world.
Sir, you told me wrestling bombacity. I brought it for you.
You did.
You know, I was prepared.
That kind of stuff goes on and is always appreciated at smaller events, but these big events, it's really
fair
shunned.
Enough. Fair enough.
Like, final round, that's a place where that can go down.
So, what Drew's saying is, road trip, like it.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Do you think you would do DreamHack again? Would DreamHack be something you would want to do again?
Oh, yeah. I have semi-inside information of a possibility that Atlanta will be a permanent home for DreamHack annually.
Woo! Oh, that would be freaking awesome.
That would be amazing.
It's not confirmed.
Possible breaking news from Dirty DG.
If the success is what we all assume it is, they want to start doing possibly 5 DreamHacks in America every year.
Oh, wow. That's,
wow.
Yeah.
North America. So we currently get, this year's 3, because we have Austin here, and I think they're doing, like, Montreal. And if all 3 continue to be the success they are, it's only going to grow more and more. So, yeah, hopefully it comes back. I'll definitely compete again and hopefully even place better.
Although next time we will get separate rooms, because they almost killed me for my snoring.
They did.
I believe it.
Opened the gates of hell and summoned like 5 different types of demons.
Because I snore in 3 different octaves and ranges or whatever.
Like, just when you think it can't get worse, it does.
Oh, here, a little inside information too, or not inside, just ahead of the game information. So, for the Pokemon Go players out there, Lugia raids and Articuno raids are live.
Oh.
I just tried the Lugia raid walking over here with 10 people in my group and we failed twice. So if you're going for Lugia, you got to bring a good 15 people. And we were all like level 26 to 32, and we got it down like 80%. It's that hard. So don't waste your raid passes on Lugia unless you got a large group of people to do it.
Of high level.
Yeah, I haven't seen Articuno yet, but I'm sure it's not much different. I think it was at 43,000 CP. So.
Wow.
That's a lot of CP.
Holy crap.
That's nothing. I could take that.
He'll one-shot every Pokemon you got.
My Diglett. My Diglett will take care of that.
No, he said CP, not PP.
Oh.
Well, so, Drew, are you competing in any more events this year?
Yeah, I believe Dragon Con usually has a Hearthstone event, so yeah. I'll be going to that. This weekend, I also made some acquaintances with some people that run some smaller events in Tennessee and Georgia, so I'm going to talk to them after all this dies down. We can all decompress a bit and see where those are and see if I can fit them in my schedule as well. But definitely if Dragon Con's doing it, I'll be there, and my goal is to place.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very manageable.
We want to see you win so you can ride Scuba in the battle.
Yeah.
I mean, this is our goal.
It is.
This is a squad goal.
So right. What's going to happen is, like, the front of me is going to be, like, a tire matching yours, and on my back is just the damn logo for the podcast.
There you go.
That's
like
what
it.
We're doing.
Like
You're literally
it.
Walking advertising.
Oh, if I get away with wearing a Speedo, I'll wear a free rotation Speedo.
No. I'd wear a Speedo in the competition if I could.
Dad, they don't make enough fabric for Speedos like that.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that's not wrong.
You go get a grill cover and do the same thing.
I like how it's not because I'm fat, it's because I have a big dick. That's what this joke is.
Wait, what?
No, you don't.
You don't know things.
Dan does.
He squints a lot.
Dirty DG, I'm sorry you had to be subjected to this.
Oh, no, I'm used to it. I've known this man for a long time.
This is not the most fucked up thing he's ever heard me say.
Oh, nowhere close.
Or no.
Nowhere close. What games have you guys been watching?
Everything.
Literally a bit of everything.
I was watching the Losers Top 8 in Smash 4. I watched a Rosalina player get bodied. I watched a Cloud player that made me go, oh my god. And I watched a little bit of Hearthstone, but Hearthstone's not my game. Like I said, played League for the first time. That was a thing.
He's addicted.
I am. Apparently,
we gave him one game of League of Legends. And we told him it's okay. You're in a safe place.
That's all it takes. One game, and you go down that slippery slope into that garbage.
What did we call me? A kill chaser? Is that what it was?
He's kill chaser. He kept chasing. He would get an enemy down to almost dead and chase under tower. And Scoop would die. Yeah.
I have bloodlust. I'm sorry.
Hey, so you got tower dove over and over.
Yes.
Welcome to League of Legends.
I mean, I have bloodlust. You've known me for 15 years.
To be fair, he did learn, like, maybe 2 minutes until the game was over that you could bring towers down. You don't have to just go after that.
Oh, well, that's a key ingredient.
Now, keep in mind, he's talked with me and saw me take down a tower.
And he probably saw you do it versus three dead towers.
Were you doing it when I was trying to kill the crocodile guy?
Probably.
That's why
Renekton.
You know, though,
the thing about Renekton,
you never truly appreciate anything until you die to Baron Nashor. That was pretty funny. He ran up and then died. But it was okay.
That was great.
Well, you mean you didn't
solo Nashor?
No.
He ran up.
Anyone can do that.
I wasn't even the champion I tried to be. I wanted to be Tryndamere, and I got stuck with Monkey King. I was like, all right, well.
He ran up. Baron Nashor one-shots him. Angie's like, crap, there went my other tank. We got him.
Becky was Lux, so I'm like, she'll shield me. And she, like, sends her fucking baton, like, 30 years away. I'm like, well, there I go.
I had my bloodthirster at that point as Jinx, and I was shooting him. I run in to try to give Angie a little bit of room since I have my shield. And she comes back. She gets the honeydew fruit, comes back. And Becky goes for the shield and misses.
I literally set my shield off as you died.
No, Becky, I saw it fly past my head.
No. I set my E off by accident instead of my W. That's what happened.
Yeah, I do remember her saying, oh, God, I hit the wrong key. I remember that distinctly because she was immediately to my right.
That was my bad.
Oh, Angie, I might need help making my book bag a little lighter later.
I'll steal stuff from you.
If you catch my drift.
Yes.
We understand. We need no explanation.
I'm confused.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, the lawyer needs to be confused.
Okay.
Why don't you talk about some legal briefs with yourself?
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
I know, that's fine.
You say lawyer briefs?
It is after 12 on a Sunday.
Legal briefs, like legal boxers?
I do a few of those.
Okay.
Well.
So what's the most surprising thing you guys have witnessed or experienced here so far? Like, what was the really...
The level
moment?
Of ineptitude I have at elevators, escalators, and general life.
The most shocking thing I saw was our friend that we made, Megan, and her briefcase of magic EDH decks. That was shocking.
Skara,
yeah. That was surprising. I didn't expect League players to be here.
Yeah, that is pretty impressive. I didn't know that
what
either.
Was your
yeah.
moment,
he was hanging out with one of our friends, and he came up, and I was like, oh, my God, that's Skara. I was like, oh, it's Skara. Okay. Meanwhile, I'm actually doing like, oh, my God, it's
yeah.
Skara.
Fangirling
oh, no.
out.
She was within, like, speaking distance like this, and I'm like, Becky, look who's there. She goes, shut up, Scoop, shut up.
Gotta play cool. Gotta be cool.
Gotta be cool, man.
Act natural.
So we're, like, playing a game going meow. It was meow or not meow, mm-hmm. and yeah. Skara was sitting right there, so we're like, meow.
Meow.
And he's kind of looking so awkward, like, what the fuck are they meowing at me for? I don't understand. What is happening?
He's like, goddamn, my first...
Maybe you should tweet at him and explain the meow situation.
We did get a soundbite from him for the podcast.
It's a good icebreaker, you know?
Yeah. I was like, goddamn, our first interaction with a pro league player, and this is it. Meow.
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 Becky did have a very...
Meow.
Becky did have a very noticeably yeah. senpai body language and look the entire time.
Yeah.
My pussy! What I'm surprised about is, as somebody who's only gone to Dragon Con, how everything chills down at like 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah, you know, I'm really annoyed they stopped selling beer at 9. I was so mad yesterday. I was just
shocking.
Finally, I almost caught a buzz. I was, you know, a good like 8 or 10 deep. I'm like, all right. Now the party starts. Let me go get a few more. And I go, and they're all closing down. I go to every single beer stand, like, please tell me I'm not too late. Please. I've tipped you so well all day. And nothing. They're like, nope, we're done. And I go to every single one. Nope, we're done. And the CNN Center's closed. So I can't get beer there. So I was just kind of.
It's literally the opposite of Dragon Con, where the beer doesn't start to get multiply until about 9 o'clock.
Exactly. Like when I go to the Days of the Dead convention, which is the big horror movie convention, which is a lot of fun if no one's gone yet. It's actually pretty cheap to go to. But. We all get hammered all day. Like, everyone's walking around with, like, a 12-pack
oh, yeah.
in their hand.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all day, and it doesn't stop, ever. And then you go to hotel after parties at the same place and continue, and then...
Yeah. We were drinking at, 9 o'clock in the morning at Dragon Con, and it's like, ah, it's cool, whatever.
And it's like, where's the rave?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about how DreamHack is less convention-y and really more an esports event. It's an event, not a convention.
Yeah, no, this is definitely not a convention. It's just pure competition. There's a lot of fun side stuff, but
yeah.
this is a try hard event.
Yeah,
big time. So you're the second guest we've had here today. You just missed R2-D2.
Yeah, you know, I saw that on Twitter a minute ago, I believe. I think, or Facebook, one of the two, something. I just saw that, and I was like, oh, that's pretty neat. And I was trying to figure out where you guys are sitting, and I went to your usual area, and you weren't there, and I was going to go find my teammates and saw you guys on the way and stop by. That's pretty neat. There's less cosplayers than I anticipated.
Yeah, I did too.
For how much they advertised it, I figured it would be a big thing, and I've seen, like, maybe 10.
But yeah.
I've seen two.
Well, I think a lot of it's also the whole convention versus event aspect.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge part of it.
I mean, they did advertise as a cosplay event as well, but I think it's so people don't feel like they're just here for esports. If you're not into just esports.
But literally, they are literally just here for esports.
I want to know, like, I just want the stat on how much Monster has been imbibed on this 3-day weekend.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, Monster or Red Bull?
Yes.
Well, it's sponsored by Monster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would be more curious about the Bud Light consumption. Because thankfully Bud Light has put up a lot of money in sponsoring this event and helping out.
Yeah,
and making it even better than it could be. So that's really awesome.
I had a couple Bud Lights yesterday.
It's my current mission for the rest of today, now that I'm done playing and I can relax, is how many koozies I can collect. I want enough koozies for a 24-pack.
Gotta catch them all.
So you can just, like, pre-open them in the fridge, pre-koozied?
Yeah.
You are my fucking hero. You know that.
So far, I'm like 5 or 6 deep. I got to find like another 20 before the day's over.
I'd give you mine, but it's promised to somebody at work.
I'll find more, trust me.
I don't think Drew's going to have a problem finding beer koozies.
No, not at
all. Not with that outfit, he's not.
Especially not with the Bud Light. Do you guys go to the Bud Light happy hour thing?
No.
So it's at 4 o'clock, and they give you a free You get a free beer.
Free beer.
You get a beer. You get like a patch that I think is supposed to be like a coaster. It's very nice, and some of those stupid rubber boom stick things.
And what time is it?
And a free can of beer, and you get in a koozie, and you get to hang out in their little bar area and watch the CS:GO matches, which I love watching CS:GO, so it's really really cool.
What time is that?
4 to 5.
I want to.
I may or may not have a few extra tickets for today.
I like how he rubbed his nipples when he said it.
Yes.
It's nipples and his belly.
Free beer tastes so much better than regular beer.
It does.
I know. I didn't realize it was free. I'd be like, we need a drink. Drank.
So that we got, we got 3 hours till then.
Yeah.
And then they stream the whole bar on Twitch. I mean, it's like a little dance floor looking area with some nice little lounge tables and all that.
So,
but they have a guy with probably $150,000 camera and a guy with a boom mic walking around streaming the whole bar area on Twitch.
That's hilarious.
The Bud Light channel. It's pretty funny.
We need to go to the Twitch Bud Light channel.
I did not know there was a Twitch Bud Light channel.
We need to address the fact that Moreland just said Bud Light.
Hey, I may have had a few already.
Oh, wait.
No, you haven't.
Shut up.
Can you just imagine he's got a pin light in his anus and it farts and turns on?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
I was thinking it was like a butt plug with a pull cord. Like, I didn't know what was going on.
That too. That's Scoob snoring.
That's Scoob's low octane snoring.
I actually think we could take my snoring.
All right, I'll be back later, you guys. It was good seeing you.
Bye.
We're going to beer it up for sure.
Okay.
Beer Pock, right. Let's go.
Well, is there anything else we want to add?
I thought we add a guitar and drum track to my snoring and make a metal album.
No.
How about we just add a triangle?
And cowbell?
An electric triangle?
No, just a triangle. That's as simple as he gets.
Aww.
Ding, 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 ding.
I want an electric triangle. That's what Arctar plays in Skitsy and the Chicken Wings.
Or spoons.
Electric triangle.
Like the hillbilly spoons.
Yeah. Because I remember in the music episode, I introduced him as Scoob on the spoons.
Yeah. Oh.
Throwback.
Well, I like my maracas, so.
And I had the alto sax.
Yep, and the alto sax. And I was on the
tuba? You were on the tuba.
The Humastic tuba?
I was the host. I didn't have an instrument.
Right.
I was the maestro.
Becky on the
what?
Bassoon.
Moreland had the maracas.
It always starts with the first letter of your first name.
Becky was on the bassoon.
Becky on the bassoon.
Boo.
Seriously,
you gotta have dreams and aspirations, man. Mm-hmm. Go big or go home. I start with koozies.
You got 44th in Hearthstone, but you'll be number one with the beer koozies.
Oh, I will.
Damn straight.
That's a guarantee.
I guarantee you, there's gonna be a picture on Facebook and his Twitter of just his fridge with every individually koozied beer. And it's your profile picture, and if it's not, I'll be very hurt.
That's the goal. That is the goal. I will say I was really excited to see Richard Lewis here while we're talking about the fun things going on. Now, he's always been a personal esports hero of mine. He's not a competitor, but he's a big personality and a spokesperson for things, and just a wonderful character at that. And he's been involved in so many different scenes. Like, I was introduced to him when he was hosting StarCraft events, but he's a huge personality in CSGO and a whole bunch of other things. He currently works for E-League, which are our televised esports on TBS. But he's here, and he's a super personable and nice guy. So if anyone's listening and walking around, gets a chance to say hi, do it.
I'm just glad to see esports events doing so well. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah, that it's gotten so big that esports are now something you can come and see these big names, and that there's money on the line, and that there's huge sponsors like Bud Light, or Budweiser too, handling all of this sort of thing. So, I mean, that's nice to see, considering that it could be a lot less, a lot smaller.
I don't understand why Coca-Cola doesn't start sponsoring esports in Atlanta.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. I'm
especially
curious.
In Atlanta.
Especially considering a lot of their viewership are people under the age of 21. Like, that would be a perfect...
Yeah, definitely. That's huge. And Coke, what do they own? Is it Full Throttle or Amp, or which one is it?
I think they're Full Throttle.
They do have an energy drink. This would be a perfect opportunity for that.
You can
check out your Full Throttle bottle.
Either way, if you know, I'm sure they have an energy drink. They could be sponsoring an event like this, giving out samples or giveaways and whatnot, and it would be really beneficial to everybody.
A lot of people blame the soda companies for childhood obesity, so they probably don't want to be tied with video games and that.
Well, I mean,
that's what they
esports
think.
Has always been sponsored by energy drinks
since the beginning
of time.
Yeah.
Oh my god, there's a giant Pikachu right behind us.
Oh my god, there is a giant Pikachu behind us.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jake, stay down. Jake, stay down. Jake, where you going?
You don't have to worry about me.
Hello,
Marlon's bigger
Pikachu.
In Pokemon than I am.
You were just the first one I thought about.
If Pikachu's who I think it is. He gave me a beer yesterday.
Ah, oh, thanks, Pikachu. Oh.
How close to a furry is this?
Marlon, do you want to rate that? How close to the furry the giant Pikachu is?
Hi, Pikachu.
I can't. Hold on. I'm taking a picture.
Oh, yep. No, it's the guy that gave you your beer.
You have to, yes.
I'm going to take a picture of the Pikachu.
You want a picture standing next to it?
No.
I want a picture standing next to the Pikachu. Hold on.
I like it.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm in.
Scoop's turned into a little girl. He's going to get a picture with Pikachu.
Taking pictures for the podcast.
I'll get a picture of Scoop with the Pikachu.
Go ask Pikachu how Pikachu's enjoying the Dream Hack.
Currently taking pictures that'll go up somewhere on our social media, I'm sure. Moreland's in the shot.
So Pikachu, how you enjoying DreamHack?
Pretty good. I top 16 the Hearthstone tournament, so that was pretty fun. And now I'm in a Pikachu suit, just trying to get my name out there. So.
That's awesome, Pikachu. That is awesome. what's your gamer tag?
My gamer tag is Hot Girls with a Z.
Hot Girls with a Z. That's awesome. Well, thank you, Pikachu.
I was rooting for you, Hot Girls with a Z.
I know. My Twitch chat was rooting for me so much.
Yeah.
I was
down,
and I was so upset.
Next time. You and Dirty GG, top two.
Next stream hack. Next time. Definitely.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
So now you got R2-D2 and Pikachu.
I don't know how to feel about any of this.
And me. That's two and a half celebrity interviews.
I mean...
Two and a half. Which one's the half?
Drew. Me.
I can say that we are like a quality reputational podcast now. We have big names like R2-D2.
And Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Right. And no, we're not talking about people in R2-D2, like with an R2-D2 drone or Pikachu suit.
It was
an
R2-D2.
Shut the fuck up. Don't ruin my merch, you bastard.
It was real Pikachu.
Yeah, and as a side note, the guy... That is Pikachu's a very, very nice person. I hung out with him a bit yesterday.
He so gave
nice.
You a beer.
I was watching him up on the main screen, and he just had so much fun with it. He reminded me of you because he had fun with the tournament.
No, that's the whole point. Yeah. You know, it's like we were talking, it was Friday night. I think I was telling you guys about it, how I'm not going to name names, even though I dislike the person, but someone got real salty on stage after they lost, like, losers finals. His teammate was a gentleman and shook hands and hugged and, you know, chatted about the match while he stormed off and went behind scenes. And that's not the whole point of esports. Like,
yeah,
we're all here. We're all serious. We all want to win, but we all do this not for a living, but we all
but
do
for
this
fun.
As a serious hobby,
right?
That we're dedicated to. You got to be as graceful with your wins as your losses. It's a game. Let's take it. We're playing children's games on an adult competitive level. We have to think about that. I play a child's card game. I can't get mad if I lose, you know?
Exactly.
The same thing with Smash. It's a children's game that's like 10 or 15 years old. You lose. Learn from it and do better next time.
And that kind of attitude, the salty one, is what leads into... Because let's say someone like Terrell Owens. He's just salty as shit because he lost, which he has been before. And they break him over the coals of the media. If we want esports to be a big thing, you have to, you can't
and you're gonna,
do that.
And you're going to remember the people who are saltier than you are going to remember the people who are graceful.
I've always been, like, I was in martial arts growing up for almost 10 years.
Guys, the druid on screen's overcommitting. He's overcommitting. He doesn't know his opponent has the dragon in hand.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is going to be fun.
Well, he's playing spells and has Yogg in hand. So even if it's an overcommittal, he's buffing up Yogg when he plays him.
Gotcha.
Yeah. This is an interesting part of the match.
And realistically, I think Jade will probably take it. But
as I am not a Hearthstone player, I'm just going to turn around and watch and let someone tell me what's happening.
Things are happening.
I see that.
But anyway, sportsmanship seems to be lacking sometimes in esports, and it should be much more important. I'm all about the hot dog and showboat and being a character, but at the same time, you got to be graceful when you lose. That's real important.
That determines what kind of player you are to me.
It really does.
I mean, you'd never see Keebler act like that. Kibler.
Kibler.
You know what? He's got cookies, I'm sure, somewhere.
Yeah, I love Kibler. I wish he was here. I wanted to talk to him for a bit.
Oh, I would want him to sign my pass, my forehead, my tits, everything.
It's like, I'm not here for your Hearthstone play. I'm here for your sweet magic skills.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was hoping for Disguised Toast. I'm just saying.
How do you know he's not here?
Well, to be fair, there's no...
He's not. He just hit Legend with Exodia Mage yesterday.
Yeah.
Or 2 days ago. It took, from rank 5 to Legend, it took him 382 games or something. Because that deck's not good.
Hey, Nick Kim.
Oh, Nick, got another guest.
Hey, you guys.
We have now gotten 3 celebrity guests.
How'd you do in your Magic tournament?
Lost round 1, sadly. This nuts deck. Lost due to... No lands game 2, and the guy was kind of new, I guess, to the format, so he just kind of let me dent for 5 turns and kind of let me out of it. I was like,
Thank you, Dirty GG.
You're awesome, Dirty GG.
Later, GG.
I'll be around.
Okay.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah, you're on Koozie Quest 2017. Of course you are.
Take it easy.
Nick, I would like to have you know
I will help you with that Koozie Quest.
This is a very celebrity-filled podcast. We have, in the same day, interviewed both Pikachu and R2-D2.
Okay. It's been
a great day.
Yes.
As you would say, we are lit, sir.
Thank you, marketing director.
So, Nick, how's your DreamHack experience been?
For the first DreamHack Atlanta and my first DreamHack, it's going pretty all right. From what I heard from other people, like, it's not as exciting as the other ones, which is kind of, and like with the internet going down for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
The day. And that was, like I told you guys earlier, watching just a sea of guys playing Dota bots was very, very like depressing. Just Dota bots is nothing I ever want to watch again in my life. Besides that though, like I'm liking the convention center. Like I've been here for Magic Grand Prix, so.
Yeah. It's been different because, they really did prepare for huge Magic turnout, and it wasn't as big as a turnout.
Well, you put DreamHack, and it's not on them, but, like, you signed up DreamHack for a team open for Star City Games. Like, you're not beating out Star City in that event. Like,
yeah. That was what I was saying yesterday was the problem is you have Star City Games going on right now at the same time.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to bring in as big of a crowd, but every other esport here, well, I guess, Magic's not an esport, but every other one has a lot of people around.
Yeah, like, and from what I've talked to people, some of the people that play these games just play Magic or currently do play Magic. Yeah, the people that did bad and scrubbed out because they're trash at Magic, you know, come over here. So,
yeah.
That's happened. Like I said, I queued up by playing one event. Somehow got 62nd out of 64 and queued. That 8-point dream.
8 points, baby. Eight points.
8 points is all you need, apparently.
Yeah. He rode that dream into the Waka Flocka concert.
God bless. God bless that man.
I have never seen you. I've always seen you at the nice, even keel you are now. When Waka Flocka was like here and stepped foot in the building, you turned into a wild boy.
Yeah.
I was not prepared.
Yeah, I wish you guys were around to watch that. Like, I was so happy with that concert going on. I was mad that we went to go find Skara because we were at the front row, and I thought figured Waka would be on stage. No, he was just rapping in the crowd. I was like, God damn it, I missed out. Like, fucking right next to Waka screaming. I was like, damn it.
You could have actually gotten, like, some Nick Kim rhymes in.
I would have threw my Ray-Bans and, like, rap with these on, dog. Like, I want to see this. You can keep them.
It's like, those are my glasses. Those are my glasses.
Like, real talk.
No, I think Nick was the point of throwing his underwear in Waka Flocka. I don't know.
He would have.
Dog, Brick Squad. Like, fuck yeah. Like.
So, Nick, if DreamHack comes back, what would you like to participate in?
What'd you say?
If DreamHack comes back, what would you like to participate in?
I'll probably do more magic. I've kind of messed up with the registration, you know, traveling from Star City to here. So I missed out on the Overwatch event. I would have liked to hop in with that. PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds I really like a lot. One thing that, like, I think they really messed up on is a free the free console area there, but, like, maybe just have, like, controllers for people just to play with themselves.
Yeah. Because
I play mainly on PC, so, like, I don't have a console, but I love playing Tekken, I like Mortal Kombat, and I play this over at my family's house all the time, because we have controllers there. So, just maybe, like, because me, myself, I don't want to, like, since I don't own these games personally, like, at my own house with my computer and stuff, like, I don't want to go out, buy a $30 controller, play at this event, take it home, leave it there, and, like, that's the only time I get to play this event. It's, like, if I want to play Tekken, I go to the bar or something like that, and that's what I have to do.
Yeah, so let's explain the happiness you have that you were past the black white zombie deck in Seal.
Yeah, it was I don't know what the fuck people were doing. This shit's nasty. Like, I got past the two best I got past the black white uncommon, which makes zombies a real threat, which is just fantastic, because it drains whenever another zombie enters the battlefield. I got past two of those, and this is pack three, and then, like, my third or fourth pick was the Zombie Lord, which gives them all +1/+1, and then it Menace. So I was like, okay, I don't know how I lose, but...
But apparently you did lose at least one.
I lost to a guy playing Naya in a draft format with no fixing. That felt pretty bad.
That did... Ooh. Ow.
I didn't draw a single zombie, actually. I have four non-zombies in my deck, and I drew those, and I was like... Magic feels good right now. He had a pretty bomb rare in limited. That was pretty good. And he slammed it on the turn on the curve, turn three. I was like, I'm pretty fucking dead.
Ouch.
And then they said he was new, kind of coming back from like a break. Left me dead on board for several turns. Tried to tell him that I was dead. Nah, I didn't want to have that conversation with me. So I was like, okay, like, I guess I'm just gonna sit here and just draw a go until I'm fucking dead.
Now, did you BYOC too, right?
Yeah.
What did you think of that experience for those of us who didn't get involved in that?
I literally have not been over there, like, at all. My TV's just been sitting over there collecting dust. fun fact, my 3-terabyte hard drive blew out, so all my games are gone on my PC right now, pretty much.
Oh, that sucks.
So I'm kind of just here now. So that was pretty fun. I need to go buy a new hard drive.
What happened?
You know, that's a good question. Don't know. Because I have a solid state and a 3-terabyte hard drive. I put all my solid state has like my operating system on it, and World of Warcraft. All my other video games are on the 3,000 gigabyte hard drive, 3-terabyte hard drive. That can store all that and runs fine. That shit blew out, so I have no fucking games on my computer anymore. So I was like, sick beats. Like,
what a great event to have a PC out with no PC.
Yeah.
I hear Minesweeper is lit as fuck. Try Minesweeper.
There were a lot of people playing Minesweeper when the internet was out.
Yeah,
they could have had competitive Minesweeper if they wanted.
I mean, I like playing Minesweeper, so, like...
The solitaire for the ages go.
I mean, yeah. It's probably more fun than bots Dota, so, yeah.
Probably.
So they had to play bots?
Yeah, they didn't have internet, so they were just like, we're going to play against AI.
Oh,
and, like I said, just a sea of guys just sitting there. They're either napping at 1 p.m. because they don't have internet, or their friend, and, like, I guess these new games, they don't know how to set up LAN or something like that. So, like, it's just three guys that came here together playing three different solo queue games because they can't set up their LAN. And I'm just like,
wow.
That feels pretty.
Oh, wow.
That's like the worst thing to happen at an event that involves the internet is for the internet to go out.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like the Hearthstone tournament was stalled out for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And a lot of people.
Like 3-4 hours.
It was 3-4 hours, but like Hearthstone got working in like an hour and a half to two.
Oh.
And so like there was just a 2 hour break in between rounds. And I know like a lot of people just said fuck it and just like dropped. Because like XO, they just dropped because they just didn't want to sit here anymore because they're tired of it. Like, it's hard enough playing, you know, a card game for 9 rounds, but when you have to do that, you're like amped up because people are chowing down Adderalls like they're candy, and then they have to sit there and not do anything. That's just gonna hit you.
I think that would be the hardest thing too, especially in something like this where you have to stay pumped throughout the entire event. You have to stay like mentally in it. And then you're done down for two hours. You're like, it's like what happened when you, like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You don't play for 2 hours, you have to warm up again, and meanwhile, you're going to lose because you had to wait that entire time.
Yeah, like you just burn out so quickly.
Yeah. I mean, it was late by the time they finished.
Yeah. It was like 10, 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
it was real late by the time they finished the first day.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Nick Kim.
No problem.
All right.
I'm going to go try and win some more Chuck E. Cheese tokens.
Okay.
Have fun with those.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, guys, we're going to end our DreamHack experience. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you found us at DreamHack, shout out to you guys. We're really excited.
But if they weren't here, Becky, where can they find us?
You can find us on Facebook at the Free Rotation Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at the Free Rotation. And you can find us on Twitch and YouTube at the Free Rotation. We will be back soon with a new episode, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. And we'll see you soon. Say bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
And remember to keep your antivirus updated.